2CH. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Bianco Room Brighton Le Sands' $55 five-course degustation experience. biancoroom.com.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I was afraid you might not make it. You've just flown in from Hong Kong this morning.
Yes, very cold morning here in Sydney. Yesterday it was 35 degrees in Hong Kong and very steamy and very humid. Arrived here this morning, it was less than 10.
Well, yes.
Just adjusting.
Yes. What did you see in Hong Kong?
My trip really was to visit my granddaughter, and who is absolutely divine, as you can imagine, just 7 months old and laughing and full of joy. I love the way she moves her hands and her little feet. She picks things up with her toes. Anyway, but
we're all in love with little babies. Would you please get on with them?
6, 7 month old ones, because they're just opening to the world, and she was so interested in everything.
Yeah.
But I was also doing some work whilst I was there, and I started at the beginning of the week. I went to visit the executive chef at the landmark Mandarin Oriental Hotel, because I had actually eaten there a year or so ago, and I just wanted to check with him how much his menu had changed, etc., because he runs a restaurant there called Amber. It's a very beautiful room. It's an amber room. And this year they got in the top 50 in the San Pellegrino restaurant list, you know, of the world. They're 37th in the list, so they're doing very well. And he also has 2 Michelin stars. He's a terrific fellow, and his food is just superb. It's very refined and delicate. And so I just wanted to have a chat to him. And he was telling me that what he's tried to do, because he's actually from a Dutch background, to help the local, to find a comfort zone for the local Chinese. He's used this combination of land and the sea in most of his dishes, so that when you think of Chinese food, you know, when you go to Yum Cha, there are a lot of combination with squid with pork and shrimp with pork and squid and chicken and fish and pork. So he sort of tries to reflect that in his dishes as well. And I've got a recipe of his today. I must say the recipe is for aspirational cooks. It's one with sea urchins, but not too difficult, actually, if once you've got all the ingredients together. Anyway, so I started the week interviewing Richard Ekibus, who's the chef there at Amber Restaurant in that hotel, and I ended the week at another Michelin-starred place, but this is a 1 Michelin star, and this is a complete contrast. Whereas Amber Restaurant is on Hong Kong Island, this other place I went to, it's called Tim Ho Wun. It's over in Kowloon, so you've got to go, you know, under the tunnel to get there, and actually took quite a while to get from Hong Kong Island over to Kowloon. And when I got there, it was Saturday morning, and blow me down, I got there at 9:30. There was a queue half a kilometre long in the street.
What, for the coffee shop?
Well, it looks like a local eatery, but it's 1 Michelin star. I thought, oh, I'm never going to get in here. This is terrible. Anyway, I stood in the queue for a while, and I was talking to Malaysian people and Taiwanese people, and everyone very excited, all quite young in their 20s and 30s. And the queue started to move forward quite quickly around about 10 a.m. because that's when they opened their doors. But people were being given tickets and told to come back in 2 hours, and I thought, oh, this is hopeless. But they were for groups of 4 and 6, and because I was on my own, I actually got in straight away.
Well done.
I sat down, and I have to tell you that the dumplings there are just out of this world. I have never tasted such divine shrimp dumplings and beef and ginger dumplings, and the best thing of all was the pork dumpling. I've never been a great pork bun or pork dumpling fan, but these ones were just divine. And this little place, 1 Michelin star, for my meal, you know how much it cost me?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, in contrast to Amber. $8.
Oh, that we can afford. What's the name of the place again?
It's called Tim Ho Wun, and it's in Mong Kok in Kowloon.
Okay.
So it's just interesting, you know, this star system only started, the Michelin star system only started in Hong Kong about 3 years ago, and there's been a lot of controversy about it because, you know, they sort of think, well, do the French really know about Chinese food? But anyway, look, this place certainly is worth checking out. And another local eatery I ate also on Hong Kong Island, in what's becoming a very trendy street. It's called Gough Street. It's a little place called Kau Kee, K-A-U-K-E-E. And I had the best, it was just beef flank, you know, a very cheap cut of meat in a curry with noodles. It was absolutely stunning. And once again, At lunchtime, there was this very long queue of people waiting to get in. But it actually, because the turnover is quite quick, it didn't take too long for me to get inside and taste that delicious dish.
Okay, so you'll put both of those on your website, will you?
No, I'll put the recipe for the sea urchin on my website, yes.
Okay, so what is the recipe?
So it is for sea urchin, and it's fairly complicated, but it's with a cauliflower puree and a crispy seaweed waffle. And that recipe comes from Richard Ekibus, who runs Amber Restaurant in the landmark Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Okay, and it's on...
It's for aspirational cooks, but look, these days, everyone wants to be a master chef,
yes.
So they can attempt this one.
On your website,
yes, which is? SheridanRogers.com.au.
Welcome back.
Thank you.